USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court's decision in the abortion case will affect dozens of states. TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz is running for a soon-to-be-vacated Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
My parents immigrated here legally, and our country provided unparalleled opportunities that have benefited me. And I feel firmly it is time to repay my debt.
Dr. Oz on Fox News. NASA has warned that an asteroid bigger than the Eiffel Tower will break into Earth's orbit in just about a week. The huge 1,082-foot space rock is heading our way and should skim past us on December 11th. Asteroid 4660 Nearest will come within 4.6 million miles of Earth. That puts it in a potentially hazardous category. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Communist China sent emails demanding U.S. lawmakers not visit the island nation of Taiwan.
As tensions run high between China and the United States, five United States lawmakers defied Beijing and visited the contested island of Taiwan last week. Congresswoman Nancy Mace was a member of the bipartisan group. She joins Fox News to discuss the controversial trip abroad.
The Chinese embassy sent an email to every single person on that trip, every member of Congress, demanding that we cancel the trip. And I don't take orders from Communist China, and neither do my Democratic colleagues. And we did the trip anyway.
China lays claim to Taiwan and has increased military intimidation as part of its campaign to put pressure on the self-ruled island. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 15-year-old Oxford High School sophomore in Michigan, armed with a semi-automatic handgun, is accused of killing three students and injuring seven others and a teacher. The student is not talking to police and has lawyered up. USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz has announced on Fox News Tuesday he's a Republican and running for a soon-to-be-vacant Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
America's in crisis. That's not news. Our values are under attack. So I want to serve America in its time of need. I think I can do that by running for the U.S. Senate seat in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, Americans, and here's how I see it, Americans deserve better solutions. Doctors are about solutions. But instead, people with good ideas are shamed, they're silenced, they're bullied, they're canceled. You talk about it all the time. And in medicine, if we cannot say what we see, people die, literally. So let me talk about COVID for a second, because as a physician, I really spent a lot of time trying to understand what went wrong. And the mistakes are emblematic of other issues that we're struggling with in our great country. Remember the phrase, 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Right? That metastasized into this incredible authoritarianism, overreaching, that did not necessarily make us safer. People with yards, big yards, told people with no yards to stay indoors. That's where the virus was. Remember, they closed the parks, they shamed people about beaches. I think those choices should be yours, the American people's. And I have fought to empower my audience, my patients, and now the voters of Pennsylvania, and I've taken on Big Pharma. I've gone to battle with Big Tech. I've gone against agrochem companies, the big ones. Right? I've got scars to prove it, and I cannot be bought. And I'll keep fighting those battles to empower the folks of Pennsylvania and around the country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.